荷兰研制的全球首款飞行摩托车上市，这款飞行摩托车呢，在10分钟内可以变形为旋翼飞机，它可以在1219米低海拔空中巡航，但是呢，需要165米长的起飞跑道，着陆时呢，也需要30米长的跑道。Fox News reports the race to sell the first flying car of the 21st century may be won by a motorcycle. Flying motorcycle is now on sale. The Pau V is a transforming gyrocopter designed and built in Netherlands that's now on sale, with deliveries scheduled to begin in 2016. A modern take on the type of flying machine used by James Bond in the film You Only Live Twice, the Pau V for personal air and land vehicle takes its usefulness to the next level.
Wow.
That's cool. Imagine that in the future we take that to go to office every day.
I mean, yeah. Imagine your mum. You know, I mean, you, at a certain age, you know, when you're a, it might be the same for girls,
mm-hmm.
but when you're a young man, at a certain age, you tell your mum, I want a motorbike.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that look on your mum's face, and then her finger starts wagging from side to side. And she says things like, Mark, you're never going to have a motorbike. They're much too dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And now they fly as well.
Yeah.
It's just like doubled the danger by a factor of about 10.
Yeah. And your mom would use two hands rather than one.
Mother's hair all over the world is going to turn white when they see one of these vehicles and they know that their sons and daughters will want one. It doesn't take off vertically like a helicopter. It needs a very short, well, 540-foot runway, which is actually quite long. I mean, it's short compared to what you find at an airport. It's intended to fly at an altitude below 4,000 feet. It requires only the equivalent of a pilot's license, basic one, to operate in most countries. And it can stay airborne at speeds as low as 31 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Currently, we usually need these driving lessons, but in the future, we need pilot license.
Yeah. Why don't we have drones? You know those drones that the military use, which is flown by remote control?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have a service where the drone can take passengers, but it's flown from the ground by a professional driver?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a cool way of transporting ourselves
around,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. But orders are currently only being taken in the Netherlands, but the company tells local media that expects to expand internationally this fall at a price of about $395,000.
It's a bit expensive, isn't it? It's a bit pricey and extremely dangerous, but it sounds like a lot of fun.